I'm taking a nap. Nap on the microphone. Oh, so it's a pillow.
Here, I'm taking. Start your timer.
I'm sleeping. I'm sleeping on the mic. It's a cup.
Oh no. There's a lot of spillover.
Oh no. What? SD card. Where's the SD card? I just woke up from a terrible dream, Alex. Alex, I had the most terrible nightmare.
Oh, really?
I had the nightmare that I showed up here on time, but the SD card wasn't here.
Uh-huh.
And then Dawn had to leave, and then she scurried back, and then she called me frantically from her house, and she's like, "Where's the look inside my duffel bag?" And I was like, "Dawn, yeah. That's very personal." And then she came back, and guess what, Alex? The SD card was here the whole time.
It was in the other duffel bag.
It was in the other. Yeah. What a crazy nightmare.
Why weren't you here last week?
Hey, we're back.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey,
what
hey.
What episode is this?
This is episode 33 of the Jesse's Podcast. My name is Tron.
Alex.
Big D.
Big D. It's the STD card. STD card.
That's a thing. That's probably an STD.
You get
STD
that from the
card.
Doctor when you come back positive.
It stores all your STDs. It's
like, sure, I'm going to have to give you your STD license.
Your STD card is full.
Sure.
You need to format it.
Is there a cure?
It's formatting your STD card is taking some antibiotics. Exactly.
Oh, actually, yeah. I was so prepared that I forgot. That I had the SD card in with my supplies.
Dawn, that's what goes with being very prepared.
There's no way to talk yourself out of this. You can't tell me you were so prepared that you forgot where it was.
I was so prepared, and I didn't look in some of the hidden compartments.
Yeah, you know, Magic Johnson figured out how to format the STD card.
Yes. Yes, he did.
I was thinking of that joke while you all were talking about the SD card.
That was fantastic.
Thank you.
I love that. That is one of my favorite, like, is it? But it really happened, right?
Yeah. He doesn't have AIDS anymore.
Isn't it like a detectable thing? Or is it like,
what do you mean?
Because I know there's the whole thing where it's like, you can have AIDS, but it's like not detectable or something like that. Did
like
he
it's
ever
in remission?
Say how he did this?
There are drugs, and people do get over it.
Yeah, it was some kind of cocktail of drugs that he was taking for a while. But
Dr.
Then he
Fauci was
involved
in that.
I just don't know why it's such a like conspiracy theory.
What?
You know what I mean?
Wait, what?
I don't think he ever really told people what he like the concoction that he took, and then all of a sudden he's better and he's back in the NBA.
It's a medical thing. I mean,
I don't know. I just always thought it was like a thing where it's like, oh, the magic, it's locked behind the walls. Oh my God.
Welcome.
Oh goodness.
Are you here for the cure?
Yes, I am here for the cure for forgetfulness.
Oh.
Not AIDS.
Yeah, I'm here for the cure for AIDS, but I guess this guy can go first.
Okay. I'm here for forgetfulness. How can you help me with forgetfulness?
Well, some people like to tie strings on their fingers.
Okay. And how does that help me remember things?
You think, why is there a string on my finger?
But then I forgot why I put it there in the first place. I won't remember it.
Well, some people will put a piece of tape on their glasses.
Okay. But then you can't see.
The tape reminds you you have a string on your finger, and the string on your finger reminds you of the thing that you forgot.
Okay, but then what if I forget why there's tape on my glasses?
Well,
what?
And you write. Okay.
Then you would wear a necktie.
Oh, you wear a necktie on top of your T-shirt to remind you about the tape on your glasses.
Yeah.
To remind you
of
about
the string
on
your
finger. To remind you of the thing that you need to do.
Yes.
Alex, what's your favorite way to remember things? So
hey, I'm still waiting for the cure for AIDS over here.
There we go.
Guess we dumped out of that one.
No. Yeah, thanks a lot.
What is this, an entire bowl of tiny tomatoes?
Because I was getting here on time.
Yeah, Tron actually gave a very funny line before you got here. He was like, man, I've had a long day. I'm just eating tomatoes, man.
They're so delightful.
Are they cherries or tomatoes?
They're cherry tomatoes, I think. Right?
Is that up your mind.
Make up your damn mind.
Pick a side.
Come on,
thank
Trader
you.
Joe's.
Fucking.
They're just tiny tomatoes.
That looks like something from Trader Joe's.
Smart and Vinyl. Gotta support local businesses. Okay.
Smart and Vinyl. Local business. We're sponsored by Smart and Vinyl. They don't know it yet.
That would be pretty cool.
Wouldn't it?
Dude, we're working on it. We're going to get them. Then they're going to listen to the podcast with Ray, and they're going to be like, we can't co-sign
this. They're going to listen to the Mr. Smart and Final sketch and be like, nope.
Yeah, speaking of Ray.
Wait, yeah, so I didn't listen to the pod. Wait.
You haven't listened to the last pod yet?
I didn't.
Wow.
After all the crap that Ray gives you for being bisexual, Ray had an admission.
Yeah. What? Yeah. What happened?
He had a confession, if you will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Well, he said he had a sexual experience with another man.
He said specifically, I had a homosexual encounter.
Homosexual encounter that was intentional.
Yes, it was intentional.
It was intentional.
It wasn't like an accident.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't just stumble into a cock.
We never pressed him on it. You know.
I feel like this is how we build sagas, because I need to ask Ray questions.
I mean, would you want to know the details?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't really.
Are you kidding me?
No.
If you have to guess top or bottom, which one do you think?
Oh, God.
Side by side.
He's a side guy.
He's a numbers man.
He's doing
9-6.
Do you think he played?
He's a 9-6.
I think he played the flute. He was playing the flute.
He played the flute.
Yeah,
I don't know, but I'm sure he got his flute played.
Oh.
But he said it was. He said it was a Caucasian.
Yeah, it was. It was a white guy.
Yes.
Yeah. That's all the detail he really gave.
Three details. He's like,
as Alex
it
said,
was gay, I did it on purpose, and the guy was white.
Yeah. next question. That's it.
Oh, Ray.
He had to get it out in the universe, right?
It's delightful, and it's a fun part of the
His energies experience. Led him to a gay white man.
We love you, Ray.
Yes. Yeah. And
Thank
I love
you
it too.
Happy birthday, Ray.
Yes, happy birthday. Happy late birthday. Yeah. Happy gay late birthday. Because we gays are late often, so happy gay birthday is a week later after your birthday.
After birthday.
After birthday, yeah.
Are you proud of that, Dawn? Are you proud of what you're bringing on to this podcast right now?
I got to make birthday. Up for lost time.
After I was going to say, Dawn's making up for lost time.
After birthday, she says. Jesus Christ. Disgusting. Yeah.
Well, Tron, you were sick last week.
I'm still a little bit sick. No, I'm just
kidding. Fuck?
I'm over it.
Was it physical or mental?
It was this. It was this thing that you can hear still inside of me.
Mm.
It's like a
Caucasian
thing.
Man.
Let me out.
See,
I want to get back to Ray.
Don't.
It's all right.
It's just a little Smeagol inside of me moving my body like controllers.
Just a little.
Wait. Can we hear gay Smeagol right now? Can we add another layer on top of this?
We'll summon them all.
Oh, hello, Ray. Smeagol Ray.
Yes, I'm just getting back from Paddy's.
Oh, did you have a good time at Paddy's?
Oh, a good time.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Man Titty Tuesdays.
Man Titty Tuesdays. All right. I always understood the community to be more, you know, judgmental about man titties, but I'm glad.
Wet t-shirt contest.
I don't. Did you have any experiences, Smeagol Ray, at Paddy's? Anything you want to report?
Yes, I had a Manhattan.
Okay, is that what they call it? When two guys fuck you from behind the bar?
It's like a bridge.
Dude, they gave me a Manhattan. There we go. That was a synchronized.
I know.
And Dawn and I are really in sync with the thingy.
It was a good thing.
Oh, did Carly listen to her episode?
She did.
And what was her comment? Dawn talked too much.
Stop Yokoing the band, Carly.
She.
I just busted on Alex. Oh, no.
Oh, God. I'm starting to feel it.
Ew.
I did. No, I literally did the juice. The juice from
me with his cherry tomato.
It's just getting worse.
If you know what I mean.
He squeezed it too hard.
He squeezed it too hard and it burst everywhere.
I remember that in high school.
Oh, my God.
No, she loved being on the pod.
Yeah, she great. got to be a really butch lesbian.
Yeah, she said that was her favorite part. I'm sure. The whole show, yeah.
We had a lot going on last week. You should have been here.
It was a good one. It was a good one. And then the Make-A-Wish kid at the end.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Was that Ray, played by Ray?
No, it was like Dawn, it actually.
Oh, damn.
What were you wishing for?
I don't know.
World peace?
Fucking Ray was like, he didn't know if he was Goofy or Pluto. So
oh, right. We were at Disney.
Pick a character.
He didn't know it until I told him, and he was like, oh, yeah.
Wait a second. Is Goofy Caucasian? Is Goofy the guy that Ray slept with?
You're a cute little guy.
You have a mighty turn.
Little fella.
It's not gay if you're just looking.
Dawn's mad because we're going to get copyright stricken.
No.
Like we did for the fucking record.
I don't like to talk about people when they're not here.
Oh.
What, Goofy?
Yeah.
Exactly.
She feels very close to Goofy. And yeah. She doesn't want to.
Hey, Goof Troop.
Goof Troop.
The extremely goofy movie.
Yeah.
Classic.
What's a Goof Troop, though?
It was like a show back in the day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Goof Troop. Yeah, it was like a little Disney show.
Goofy had a... Who was the woman? Was that
No, Goofy's a single dad. She died tragically.
No, that was in the Extremely Goofy movie. This is before that.
Oh.
Goof Troop.
Was he getting snizz on the rig?
They killed off the woman?
In the movie.
They killed off the bitch? Well, she was a female dog, right?
Okay. Ha, ha, ha.
I'm just saying.
Dawn with the hot takes.
Dawn. Flaming hot Cheetos. Oh.
You know, rushing back to your house and rushing back here... It does something to a person.
It brings a certain spice to it.
All my adrenaline.
Almost killing a person in a parking lot.
I did almost kill a person in the parking
makes
lot.
Makes me feel
Where's
alive?
My fucking SD card?
Well, you know how hard it is to get a parking space here when the store's open?
Oh, yeah.
There is a huge parking space that's a parking lot that's right across your public parking.
Yeah, but who wants to go across the street?
Okay.
Well, okay, but you have to look for a space here first, right? Because you might find one. Okay, because I had a perfect space. But anyway... So when I came back, this guy is in front of me, and he stops. And there's no way to get around him because it's just one lane. And then eventually, his woman gets out of the car.
His woman?
Yeah. Mm. And then he's just sitting there.
Dawn, sometimes with the way that you phrase things.
Well, I don't know if it was his wife, his sister, his mother. I don't know.
It was his woman.
It could be a woman that's in the car, Dawn.
No, she got out of the car and went into the store. And then he's just sitting there.
That he owns her.
People in California... I don't even know why they have turn signals because they don't use them. Most people.
Dawn,
okay.
It's not even. She's
so
not, this is a
the guy just
bit.
Sat there.
She's not even listening. Let's just.
The guy just sat there,
no.
and he's looking at me in the rear really view mirror, like, why are you behind me? And I'm looking at him, like, where the fuck am I supposed to go?
You're looking at him, being like, because where's my SD card?
Yeah.
And, where's your woman?
And then, so I drove through the little section to get to the other side of the parking lot. I wound up parking in front of the restaurant, which I hope I don't get towed from. But, you know, we'll find out.
Oh, man.
What'd you say?
That was funny. He was saying, I referenced the woman thing. He's like, I don't know your dad was on the podcast.
His woman.
Oh, yeah.
That is something.
And last week I said, oh, yeah, it's Alex's woman.
Oh, yeah.
And then Carly's Alex's woman.
And then it was more like, no, it's more like I'm her man.
She says, what do you mean by that? I said, well, you're not his man. You're not Alex's
the
man.
The woman.
That's the butch lesbian. And then the butch lesbian character was
came
birthed.
Out. Exactly. Was like, whoa.
Yeah. And I know she's listening to this. Babe, you did a great job,
babe.
It was
you did
awesome.
Great, babe.
Yeah.
Carly, you were amazing.
Exactly.
Superstar. You got Ray to confess to a gay experience. Talented. Yes. Something I haven't been able to do in years. And trust me, I've been trying.
And he'll still wonder if you're bisexual.
One of the greatest starts to a pod ever. So
great.
Fun. So fun.
I think maybe he was questioning you about your bisexuality.
Oh, he is.
Because
yep, exactly.
Because he feels that he could possibly be bisexual.
I agree.
Right? And so I think he's trying to figure out how he identifies with
that. See, Dawn, this is where I'm gonna this is you're like, I don't like to talk about people.
And I'm like, they're not in the room.
Exactly.
I'm talking about you.
I'm talking about the difference between joking about Ray fucking Goofy
versus being like, let's psychoanalyze Ray.
Maybe he had an awakening.
There we go. Like,
you're right. I don't have to while leave
watching,
this in.
While watching the Extremely Goofy movie.
Yes.
I can take it out.
It's like, wait a second.
I can take it out.
You're going to leave it in.
I want to sing.
You're going to leave it in. Dawn's going to leave it in. Everybody, Dawn was making psychoanalyze.
Ray is all about the single dad.
She's still doing it. Psychoanalyze me.
What's with the rainbows on your water cup, Alex?
And then she can't remove it because it won't make sense. I'm sabotaging it.
My cup?
Yeah, you got rainbows.
It's actually a spare Starbucks cup that Carly let me borrow.
See, Carly.
She made me a green smoothie before I left.
Nice.
First she plays a lesbian, then she gets you rainbows.
Sure. It's nice.
Yeah, it's a nice cup. She's got like four of them.
Cute.
Dude, I saw a video. The ladies in somewhere in SoCal. Because those tumblers are like super popular. Everybody's like, in when new releases come out, people like freak out over them.
She's all over it.
Yeah. So people were like, there's a video of a lady that was stealing boxes of them and throwing them into her car, and then eventually got arrested, and then her wig falls out onto her handcuffs.
Nice.
Wait, how did she have boxes of them?
Because she robbed like a Starbucks that it's at a Target.
Probably resale.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Sell them.
Yeah. She just grabbed them. No, I meant how would she get them, but now it makes sense.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was pretty wild. I remember it was just like, damn, that's a terrible way to get arrested with your wig dangling from the, like, the chain.
Or you could be Trump.
Political. Did you see him in the? Oh, dude, I saw the picture of him in the courtroom. He's looking. He's
I
like,
look great, didn't I? There it is.
How the hell am I going to talk myself out of this one?
Dude's facing like felony charges.
34.
They're not fucking around.
Yeah, those are rookie numbers in this racket.
Rookie numbers.
Okay, you should have seen what Epstein went up against.
How'd that turn out for him?
Well, he doesn't play with the big boys like I do. Okay. See, I was president. Okay, you got to be a big boy to be president.
You were also
Epstein, little Epstein.
The flight logs. You were on the flight logs.
that didn't get brought up in court, so it doesn't matter. Yeah, I put in multiple seasons of The Apprentice. Wonderful show.
What was it like working with Little John? Was it good working with Little John?
Oh, he's fantastic. I love Little John. I don't know why people call him little. He's average.
How big is his penis, do you think?
I have no idea.
Let's ask Stormy.
No, I want to know Little John's penis.
What? Yay! It's okay.
There we go.
It's average.
What's your new and good, Alex?
Oh, man. new and good for me is, I don't know if I mentioned this last week. Or no, I don't think I did. No, I didn't. I've been getting more into running recently.
Getting into it?
Well,
like
just
watching
like
people
to,
run?
Yeah. No, I'm like, I'm trying to like run consistently.
Around
to try
the
like,
house?
Well, like at the gym or just like around my neighborhood.
Be whatever. Nice, Don. Be nice.
And because like I feel like I'm out of my cardio shape. And
around the house, she says.
I'm always running around the house.
I'm Team Alex.
Around
I'm trying to block this.
That's because you don't run.
I'm going on walks, Don.
Good.
Going on
That's
walks.
Good. Walks you are healthy.
Here's what you should do. Take all that negative energy.
What
that
negative
you're
energy?
And just focus
no
on remembering the fucking
energy.
SD card. Next
I
time
did remember it. Obviously, I remembered it.
Maybe if you
I
eat
just
more
forgot
cherry tomatoes.
That I remembered
remember
it.
Let me pop a couple more of these baby
A couple of these memory pops in here.
Memory pops.
I knew a guy who ate all those tomatoes and he died.
Because of tomato disease?
Because
too many tomatoes.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, really?
Yeah.
Really? From tomato disease?
Not tomato disease.
Uh-huh.
Just
you can have too many tomatoes?
Yeah, like you can eat too many cucumbers. I had an uncle who died from eating too many
cucumbers.
Sounds
like you got a...
Really?
That's crazy.
I know, but
how
it happened.
Tron does not believe
what
her
was he doing
at
with
all
the cucumbers?
Eating them.
Okay. That's what he was trying to tell everybody else.
He was trying
else
to figure out if he was bisexual.
There we go. Here, let's psychoanalyze your uncle. You're going to have to leave one of them in. And now if you cut off the other one, people are going to listen. They'll be like, what is he talking
grand
about?
Granduncle.
Man.
My grandmother's brother.
grand uncle.
So you're even further removed. Okay, then you're fine. We can riff on this. I feel better now. You don't actually know the guy.
I didn't really know him.
It's grand uncle.
What's your new and good, Alex?
To be fair, that's the gayest term for an uncle. It's like, hello, it's me, the grand uncle. It's me. I'm so grand.
Grandfather.
No.
I feel like that's the gayest term.
No, because he's just doing whatever. Me, I'm grand.
Oh my God, is the homogeneous back?
It's me, the homogeneous, your grand uncle.
Oh my God, he came back.
Hello. No, I don't have any cum on my back anymore.
Oh, really?
Anymore. No, I wiped it all off.
That's good.
I had a delightful experience with a young man.
really?
Yeah.
Ray! There we go. Yes.
Well, hey, damn it.
Dawn's like,
what
no.
What was your new and good? I forget.
Sorry. We're running.
No, I was saying I'm getting into the running. Right. Like, getting into the rhythm of it. Like, it still kind of sucks to do it, but my recovery is getting better.
Yeah.
What's the sucks part?
Well, it's just like when you get like three or... Because I'm trying to do like 10 minutes straight of just like nonstop running.
Okay.
And when you get like... For me, like when I get like 3 or 4 minutes in, it starts to get pretty hard.
You know, there's programs that you can download where... It gives you pacing, and it tells you to walk for a certain amount of time. And
couch to 5K.
Yeah, that's a really, really good program. Mm. You should try that because it'll be a lot easier on your body, and it'll be easier to get running.
Maybe, yeah.
No, really, it will.
Okay.
It works. I've done it. It works.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I've not done it, but I've read that it works.
I've seen people do it.
See, you're doing the running. I'm the walk and watch people run.
Yeah.
That's why.
You're the guy that doesn't get the petitions in on time.
Mm.
No.
Oh, what happened?
We're all done. I'm doing great,
spill,
and nothing
spill,
is
fine.
No.
There's some work tea.
What's your new and maybe not so good?
My work is fantastic, and I'm doing great.
Awesome.
Nope.
No complaints.
I know where I'm at. It's kind of, I know this is being recorded.
I know what I did.
And we're all good.
My all right, new and good. All right, counselor.
I'm going to go for... John Wick 4 was delightful.
Yes.
I really liked it. Fun time.
Still need to see that.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Yeah,
I
we
know.
Talked about it last week.
It's fun.
I'm hoping maybe Saturday we can do it.
Yeah. Mm. Definitely worth your time. A lot of fun, like, comedic interludes.
Do not pee in the middle of that movie.
You have to go to the bathroom. That's what Dawn learned the hard way. Because if you pee right in the middle of the movie theater, then that you get asked
people
to leave.
People aren't very happy
Apparently,
about that.
Apparently, they don't like that.
They're like, you're...
Didn't you wear a diaper?
Yeah. Just thanks a lot, asshole.
Dude, I stayed diaped up 24/7.
I didn't have enough popcorn, though.
Diaped up right now.
Mm. I held my water, but I didn't have enough popcorn. Right now,
it just reminds me of this South Park episode when, like, the boys, like, they just learn about condoms.
Okay.
And they're, like, real because they think that you can just get an STD just by being around girls.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
And they get freaked out about
you
it.
Can't?
Cooties. Yeah. Which is, like, the proto-STD.
So they all get condoms from the pharmacy, and they just wear them all the time. Just on them, like, at school, just all the time. And he's like, it gets uncomfortable, but it sure makes going to the bathroom a lot easier. And just takes it off and just throws this balloon full of piss into the trash.
Swish.
Oh, my God.
Swish.
Funny episode.
I distinctly remember buying a condom when I was in high school. Like, I need to practice with this. I need to make sure this is going to work.
Yeah.
Didn't need it to work, but I was like, I need to make sure. Because I'm going to be having a lot of sex.
Yeah.
Don't that's they right. tell kids to practice by putting it on a banana, an unpeeled banana?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that in my sex.
But what
class.
About with us with peeled bananas? My banana is peeled.
Then you're going to have to make banana bread with
that.
No,
yours is not peeled. Mine is peeled.
But if you think about the shape of a banana, though, it's almost inverse. Because like a peeled banana has kind of like a foreskin to it. But an unpeeled banana is
partially
just a straight,
peeled banana. Has
you know what I mean? It's let's get Ray in on this. Let's call in Ray. Because, you know, Don, to psychoanalyze Ray a little bit, I just want to be like, is he? What do you think?
Anyway.
Anyway, about psychoanalyzing
so.
Ray.
About sex ed.
You keep trying to take it out. I'm going to fucking make it stay in.
I remember my first buying condom. Experience
so embarrassing, right?
It was at the Circle K. I remember specifically
yes!
at the Circle K.
Yep.
Can I help you?
Yeah. Hi.
Yes.
There's
a line. Come on.
Oh,
what do you want?
Okay. I'm gonna get this and
this
a bag of Yeah, that and this.
Sunflower seeds. Yeah. Yep.
And this.
All right.
And
what is that?
It's a Trojan.
You need condoms? I suggest you get a box.
A box?
Yeah, you can't just buy three. You're going to need a whole box.
Well, like, a box?
Yeah, a box.
Okay, I'll get a box.
We got a special. Okay. Hey, Ronnie, can you get that box of Trojans from the back?
Oh, God.
All right. Give me a sec, babe.
I really don't want my mom to find out that...
He's carrying, like a gigantic crate of condoms.
Yep. No, not like a that box.
Make room for the box of condoms.
No. I thought you meant like a small box that had like maybe 12 in them.
No way, kid.
Well, yeah, but they got to come from somewhere.
Do you want to get an STD?
This is a carton.
This is...
Yeah.
Do you want the carton?
No.
Oh.
I thought that's what you meant by a box.
Ronnie, give me one of those little boxes, you know, with the 10 condoms in there.
Just 10?
You need 10 or more?
I thought I just needed 3.
Hey, you, next in line. How many would you buy?
Maybe like 7.
7? They don't come in 7s.
I'm going to be out for a week, a lady each night.
All right, give me the box of 10, Ronnie.
All right, here
Ronnie.
You go.
Oh, damn, guy.
All right. Boy, these are expensive.
I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I'm just going to this house party tonight, uh-huh. And I think I'll only need like 3, like maybe for like the next month. That's all I'm prepared for.
Okay.
Or trying to prepare for.
Okay. Well, they don't really expire, so you can have
they
these.
Don't?
No. So you can have these for a long time.
That's what she always told me, and that's why we have 5 kids together.
They don't really expire, Don. They very expire.
Don's obviously seen
most
a
people
before.
Use them before they expire.
Oh no, not me. Yeah. I was buying for future. I was future proofing
For 10 years later.
100% that whole thing where you're just like need to. You're like Cheetos and soda and condoms, and then also foot cream.
A brand of condom.
Yeah.
You want the rainbow color ones? You want the textured ones? You want the pre-lubed ones?
Magnum.
Ones that taste like bananas.
Yeah, we don't have those.
They do have them, though.
We
the real thing.
We don't have them.
We don't have them.
We do not have them in this store.
You know.
What flavors do you have? Do you have flavors?
Latex.
Oh.
It's pretty yummy. Painters like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Well... Yeah, I'll just take the 10-pack then.
Fine. Sure you just want one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, I'm just planning for, like, best-case scenario. Like, I might not even get laid at all at this house party.
Oh, you want a sure thing? Because I got a cousin.
Oh. What?
We already dung, Dawn. This is confusing.
Oh, you kept going.
No, so you brought back the store.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. All right, fucking bit tracker, make it confusing for the audience. I'm sorry.
I can take out the man.
And if she already took it out, there's a great joke about Dawn psychoanalyzing race sexuality, and I thought it was
Let's
really funny.
Let's get back
it was
to
really
the
good.
Trump bit, shall we?
gotta fill this one
that's
up.
That's a banger.
What's my new and good? Nobody cares.
Yeah, no, new and good is almost killed a guy, and that's...
Yeah, how about you found the SD card?
No, what was your new and good, Dawn? What was your new and good?
There are so many.
Oh, boy.
All right, your life is filled with abundance. That's great. That's good.
Oh, I'm off school this week.
Nice.
Little
spring break.
Her looks might belie it, but she's still actively enrolled in education. Dawn.
Yep.
Still work on her GED. Working
the system.
Excuse me, Mrs. Smith.
Yeah.
Is this appropriate for kindergartners?
I don't know what you're talking about.
This lesson doesn't seem appropriate for someone my age.
Listen, kids are having sex at younger and younger ages, and everybody as part of the curriculum needs to know how to handle a condom, okay?
What's a condom?
It's something that your mom and dad did not use.
Oh.
Freeze! Hi, everyone. It's me, Ron DeSantis. This is the future that the liberals want. And if you want to avoid your kids being taught how to fuck at a young
When's
age...
When's the transgender dance party?
Vote for me in 2024, Ron DeSantis.
Mr. DeSantis.
No, Dawn, that's not how bits work. The bell ends the bit. Do not tempt the bit, Dawn.
And you said Ron DeSantis wasn't just killing it.
Yeah, sure. He's killing it on our podcast, exactly. You're going to anger the gods of the bits, Dawn.
It's a new bit.
They're going to anger the gods of the bits.
It's a new bit.
The bits are the bit gods.
The
are going to be
angry. The Ron DeSantis bit.
Oh my god!
It was a new bit.
Oh my god! Watch out, the bit gods
we're
are.
We're at 30 minutes.
Yay! Yeah.
You got to watch out for those tranny dance parties. That's what my dad says.
I really liked when the princesses read the storybooks.
Yeah, but
I'm mad now.
But the thing is that princess wasn't a woman. It was a man.
Okay.
See, I've been in the military almost my whole life, son. And there's a difference between a man and a woman.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Freeze!
I don't know what...
Hi, everyone. It's me, Gavin Newsom. This is the future that conservatives want. All right. Alex, what do we got?
They can't
what do we got coming
use
up?
The men's restroom.
What do we got coming up? It is It is the 7th of April. What do we have a show coming up, right?
It's the 7th.
On the 20th.
Well, actually, we have a show before that.
Oh, the 14th in Santa Barbara.
We got a little Santa Barbara show coming up that kind of popped up out of nowhere, but we're going to be performing with Santa Barbara Improv on April 14th. At Jefferson Hall in Santa Barbara. So come check that out. It'll be a cool. We'll be doing some long form there with a few other teams, I think. So if you're in the Santa Barbara area on the 14th, starts at 8 o'clock, come on out. It'll be a fun show.
Cool.
And still have our show on the 20th at the 6th.
Legalize.
We should call it the Legalize Show. Yeah, right? That would have been funny. But no, it's the Stone Stupid Show. It's going to be good at the 6, downtown Ventura, 7:30.
7:30 to 8:30.
Doors open at 7, so come on out, grab a drink, grab some food, watch some fun improv. It'll
smoke
be a good time.
Some bud. Yeah,
smoke some ganj, smoke some of that devil's lettuce.
Ask Ray about his experience.
All right.
Ask him about his homosexual encounter, Dawn. It's a huge difference.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.